USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Spending is expected to hit a record this Cyber Monday. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. That's despite online retailers starting to charge for returns or charge return fees. And if you are shopping online on this Cyber Monday, Tanner Shin is with Elias Cybersecurity. He has some tips to keep you and your information safe.
Look at that URL, the actual website that you're going to. You want to make sure that it says, you know, yahoo.com instead of yah00.com. There's a lot of lookalike domains is what we call them.
The 19-year-old who killed 10 people in Buffalo, New York during a supermarket massacre faces mandatory life in prison after pleading guilty to state charges Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.